Yo.
Yo.
We are back. I know y'all were probably thinking like, oh, man, they done gave up on us again. No.
Yep. That's what they were thinking.
That's what you were thinking, but I'm telling you one thing. We were kind of down. We were kind of down for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, we won't get into whatever we got. Just know we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it was tough. I'm just now, like, shaking back, really.
Yeah, it took me a while, too. Like, I was tired most of the day. Like,
yeah, I was sleeping a ton.
Getting back into the like flow of things was kind of insane.
Yeah, my eyes are still like my eyes still hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but I'm feeling a lot better. I'm back. You know, we back to it. Back to it.
Sorry for good the delay. And healthy. We hope you guys are as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hopefully, nobody ever has to go through that. And if you did, you know, and you made it through, then kudos to you. We're happy for you.
GG's.
Thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming back and watching this episode.
For sure.
We've missed out on a lot of stuff.
Okay, yeah, catch me up. Catch us up.
The Grizzlies are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically, Ja Morant, he's really good.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things. Like, he woke up and was like, I'm going to be cold.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be a lot better than I have ever been and show a lot of progression.
Yeah.
Klay came back.
Yeah.
We had to sacrifice KD for Klay, though.
That hurt.
He's out. 4 to 6 weeks, which MCL sprain, not as bad as ACL. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got all the resources and stuff. As of tonight, Joel Embiid had 50 in 27 minutes. We can clap it up for Joel.
Joel.
50 and
that's
12.
That's wild, though.
50
in
and
27 12. Minutes? Yeah, that's different.
The Auburn Tigers are really good.
Yep, yeah. Switching to college really fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
A team that's really good. Yeah. Yes. Auburn is crazy.
The Auburn Tigers.
Bro, I remember saying, this is probably off camera, of course, but I told Klay early on, I was like, bro, Auburn is like wild. I was like, but I forgot who I was watching them play. I don't remember.
I'm about to see if I can search it in. You know how you can type in, like, if you type in something in a text thread?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can see when you sent that to me.
I was like, man, they kind of crazy. And at the time, I think we were ranked like 12th. And, the rankings were just all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they are crazy. Auburn is insane.
Yeah, I can't – I don't – it's not showing up.
It was so early. But, yeah, man. Good call.
It was
that was a good call. Give myself props for that one.
It was – yeah, that was really good. I don't think anybody saw them coming out like that. They played. Yeah, I can't find it. But you did text me like early non-conference season. Like,
for sure,
dude. They're a tough team. Mm-hmm. Their little point guard. They got a little. You, I think you hit the nail on the head. You said he's a mix of Sharif and Desi.
Yeah,
like he's got the Desi like size and build with Sharif like tendencies.
You can say.
He can shoot it a little better than Sharif, I think.
Yeah.
Or he shoots it with a lot more confidence.
Yeah, but his game, bro, it's like really, he's really poised, bro. You can tell. I forgot who we watched, who they were playing, but yeah, he didn't shy away from the moment at all.
It was Bama.
It was Bama. That's crazy. Yeah, he didn't shy away from anything. And I was just really impressed by, you know, how well he was able to kind of keep control of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a tough guard, bro. He's a dog for sure. They play Kentucky. Yes. I'm ready for that.
Saturday at noon.
At noon. Yeah, I don't know. Why is it that early? Like
we ain't trying to hate on – we're not trying to hate on the Hogs, but why are we a 7:30 game?
Yeah, we not.
Like, we're a 2:30 team. We're not a, like, right-as-you-get-up team, you know?
Yeah.
But we're a 2:30 team. They're a 7:30 team.
For sure.
And
we're more of a right-when-you-get-up team than Kentucky and Auburn.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get up, you kind of brush teeth,
weird.
Wash your face,
yeah.
Take a shower if you need to.
Make a couple phone calls.
What
you on today?
Yeah, get you some oatmeal, some coffee.
Word.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you sit down on the couch and you watch basketball. Or you wake up, like, early in the day and, you know, get all your work done.
Mm-hmm.
And then sit down and just relax the rest of the day and go into your lazy Sunday. Yeah, that noon game, though?
I'm ready for it.
I don't get that.
I'm ready for it. But
me, too.
Kentucky's going to Auburn?
Yeah, be in the plains. Be on the plains, I guess you say.
Yeah, I'm taking Auburn.
Yeah, the Jabari Smith kid, like they're the freshman number 10 or 0 or whatever his number is, that kid's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, true freshman, and he's projected like top five draft pick right now.
Mm. He kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, at least I didn't hear a lot about him.
Or I didn't
so
either.
So it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Jay's watching the Auburn game right now. Yeah,
I was looking over there. Yep. He's arrived.
Yeah, he's good.
Yep.
He's good. He can shoot the ball really well, 6'10 or 6'9. Really guard-like, can kind of handle it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's KD. You know, he's not probably going to ever be KD, but.
Nah, but he got that Evan Mobley to him.
Yes.
He got that type of, like, stature.
He's good.
Yeah. He's tough.
So who you taking?
I think I'm going to go Auburn. Is that Auburn too?
Yeah. Like yeah, I think I'm going to go Auburn. Early game at home. Kentucky just came off of a very tough win at A&M. So going from A&M back to Lexington to just leave again and go to Auburn, which I mean it's a shorter flight, I'm sure, but those two road trips in a week, suck.
Yeah.
It was awful, dude.
Oh yeah.
Like you play what's today? Wednesday? You play Wednesday night, so you leave Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Leave Tuesday, get there Tuesday night, wake up Wednesday, play your game, fly back Wednesday night, practice Thursday. Leave Friday, play Saturday, come back, you're off Sunday.
Mm, yeah.
That sucks. It was a grind for me, so I know it's a grind for the guys.
Yeah.
Because that was awful.
Well, and dang. Then girls, on the contrary, it would be different than that. Like, we would have games on Sundays, and so our off days would be Monday. And so, like, it was weird. It was always tough to get in a flow, and especially when we would travel to – I mean, like Clay just said, we didn't even play. But, like, we felt – our body's tired just from being in a plane. So I can't even imagine having to play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
that's tough.
Girls leave Wednesday, play Thursday, come back Friday, practice Friday, leave Saturday, play Sunday, come back Sunday night. So it's a little more condensed with girls.
Yeah.
Because they play Thursday and Sunday, so there's only 2 days in between. Of course, I mean, I guess there's Thursday, Friday, but it's just different. It's a little different. It's a little bit of a different grind. I'm taking Auburn as well. Lainey, who are you taking?
I want to take Auburn. I just have this weird feeling Kentucky's going to be really, really up for this game for some reason. I think it's probably going to be a really, really good game, obviously, but I'm going to go ahead and go Auburn too.
What's up, everybody? We had some technical difficulties around this area of the show, but we were talking about this move from Kyrie. Pretty crazy, right? So, we had a big segment that got cut out because my mic was off, and it's kind of hard for y'all to understand kind of where we picked up. But that's what we're talking about. So without further ado, let's get back into the show.
But, yeah, we were in Lainey's living room, and it was like we were having to face the way he faced to come off and look and redirect and try to figure out what he did.
Word.
And even doing it like step by step, obviously we didn't have the same swag. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to break it to y'all, but y'all are not Kyrie and will never be Kyrie.
Unfortunately.
So. I was moving like a robot. this robotic Kyrie? Like, nah, man. Bro. That was a great point, though. Yeah, it's just Kyrie. No, he's crazy.
Yeah, you can take the move, but you can't do it the way he does it.
Word. Then, of course, Lance Stephenson, he was back. And, he made a little quick run.
Mm-hmm.
Looking nice. Clay. His return, that you mentioned that.
Clay had a massive dunk in his return. That was awesome. I was a little nervous when he went to land.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie.
Me too, honestly.
Scary injury.
I'm sure
like
he probably thought of it too. Like, that's something that's a whole different side of the game that no one really talks about is, like, when you come back from, like, two huge injuries that he went through, like, all of the mental game that you go through to even feel like yourself again. Like, I can't imagine the mental toll that was taken on him. Like, that's a whole different conversation, but that's probably been crazy.
Hey, you think quarantine was bad? He tore his Achilles and his ACL.
ACL, 6 months, Achilles, 9.
Yeah, that's on opposite wild. Legs. Like, right ACL, left Achilles, or vice versa, or whatever. I mean, it's like, dude,
that's tough.
That sucks, man.
That's
but
tough.
Do the work. So with him coming back, obviously he's been getting his money up, and he got a lot of shots up in his opening game back. They did get the dub, but what do you think he's going to bring to the table? Do you think he's still going to be that, like, Klay Thompson, where it's like, okay, Klay's going to eventually get into a flow and guard our best player? Mm-hmm. Or do you think they kind of try to hide him a little bit more defensively?
No, I think eventually they start placing him and, getting him to do the things that, that he was once known to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a matter of time. I think they're trying to kind of I think right now they're kind of like, all right, just go out, get the feel for it.
Yeah.
See how you can move. We still got Wiggins who can guard our best player too.
Yep.
So it's not a huge deal. I think now it's just like you said, just about finding the flow really.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, once he's comfortable, he can just easily be like, all right, I'll take, you know, he's more vocal.
Yeah, I'll check him.
Yeah, let me get that. Let me get that matchup. Yeah. You know, when you want it, like, yeah, let me guard him, Steph, you straight.
Yeah, I think
it's one of them, so.
Do you think the Warriors got drastically better with Klay coming back? I mean, obviously, you know, it's a more of a scoring threat, so pressure comes off of Steph. Defensively, they can rotate. You put Wiggins, Draymond, and Klay out there. It's a pretty defensively mm-hmm. sounded lineup. Yeah. Obviously, Steph and then whoever you want to insert there. Do you think that Klay Thompson puts the form he's at right now, do you think that puts the Warriors back to championship level?
Not immediately, nah. I still think they need to find, like, just some form of team chemistry for real. Because right now it still seems like they're kind of fluctuating, like, one moment it's like, yeah, we got it together. The next it's like, all right, let's, you know, that extra pass that may not be needed. Like, they kind of trying to figure, like, that part out. Mm-hmm. So, I still think there's a bit of a disconnect. I don't think it's, like, nothing huge because, you know, Warriors basketball is, like, something that they're all familiar with. But I think it's just, you know, it's just kind of putting the pieces together correctly.
Yeah, and it is kind of difficult to understand, like, I don't know. For me, it's always been easy for me. Like, if somebody makes the extra pass, I'm like, okay, I know.
Yeah.
I'm shooting this one. I'm not going to just be like, if they throw it to me, I'm going to swing it again.
Yeah.
It's like you can kind of tell, like, once the ball goes from the right wing to the top of the key to the paint and then they skip it, that skip.
Yeah.
If that shot, like, if it comes from this block to the opposite wing, you better shoot.
Yeah, that's on
four.
Me. Yeah.
That's four, like, where the ball pops, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But – Then if they go from here, you know, obviously if it's well, you know, defended and they kick it to the corner, that's a little bit different. But mm-hmm. this whole, like kind of like pump fake a little mm-hmm. bit and then kick it. Nah,
yeah.
You need to shoot it.
Yeah. That's kind of what I feel like is one of them. Yeah, it's like so, that type of time, really. But
I mean, let's transition to another team that's been balling. I mean, the chemistry's been playing well. Obviously, they're a superstar and their point guard is paying off, like, their faith in their point guard is paying off. The Memphis Grizzlies are hooping.
Yeah, for sure. I think we saw that they lost tonight to Giannis and the Grizzlies, but overall, bro,
defending champs.
Yeah, nah, yeah. They different. I didn't see this happening. I'm gonna be real.
I did not
see this happening at all. I don't know. Ja Morant just turned up, and he's scoring like 30 points with like two or three threes.
Yeah.
That's so uncommon.
We looked at the shot chart. I mean, we can show you right here from the Grizzlies side. You don't want to see the Bucks.
Everything's in the paint.
Ja Morant. I mean, like, you probably can't see it very well, but I mean, everything's in the paint with the exception of some outlier. I mean, you know, we can kind of crop in, but that's nuts, dude.
Everything's in the paint, bro.
And he finished with 33.
For real.
33 and 14. 14
that's what
assists.
I'm saying.
So, I mean, golly, what are the Grizzlies in the West? They are third in the West in front of Dallas, which Dallas has been playing well.
Yeah.
They had a good commemorative night for Dirk. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That's insane. In the league overall, Memphis is third. Conference, they're third. Really, is that right?
Yeah.
Conference.
That's probably right.
Yeah, conference, they're third behind Phoenix and Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix has been quiet, man. 9 losses, 34 wins. I mean, that's pretty insane.
Nobody's paying attention, but D-Book dropped 48 points the other night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to talk about it. Everybody just, like, brushed over that. Like, bro, that's pretty much 50 points. Why is nobody, like, saying anything about this?
Fans will say 49 that he scored 50, and haters will say 49 ain't never been 50.
Hey, I take
48.
47 for me is 50. What's that?
41 is 50 for me.
That's
I'm rounding up 9. I'm breaking all kinds of math rules.
Man, what? Yeah, 50. Yeah, at that point, for sure.
Yeah, y'all let us know in the comments. Is 49 50 or is 49 never going to be 50?
49 is 50.
Is 45 50?
Nah,
no.
45,
46. Where's the threshold?
That's about it for me.
49?
46.
46? Yeah, because it's 1 over 5. I mean,
46, it's like, that don't even sound cool. Like, which one? You either drop 45 or you just drop 50.
Yeah, and 48 sucks.
Yeah, like, I know.
Like 48, that don't even mention if he had
so 48. So you suck if you score 48?
No, it's just like, man, Jay had 48 the other night versus, man, Jay had 50 last night. Yeah, like, you know, it's a little different.
No, 50 sound, yeah, like.
So the threshold is 46. Work. If you hit 46, you score 50?
Yeah, for me.
Okay, I'm good with that. Y'all let us know in the comments.
That's just me, though.
Let us know. So so let's talk. I mean, let's kind of get into it. Obviously, we can break down some tape, but the Grizzlies have been playing very well, coming from a team that didn't play well at all. I mean, obviously, they were they in the playoff picture last year? I can't remember.
I think they snuck in, right?
The years – oh, did they beat Steph in the play-in game?
Yeah, right.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. The years just run together for me in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So they were playing well, but to be third in the West and
out
a star
of nowhere.
I mean, obviously, you're not getting a lot of help from the Lakers if you're in the West because they suck.
I was going to ask you about the Lakers. I was going to ask if you're done talking about Memphis.
I mean, we don't know where Memphis came from, so we can just say like, hey, we didn't see that coming, and keep it pushing. Like, gotcha. Jaws playing well.
Yeah.
Your team chemistry obviously is doing pretty good numbers. Pretty good wonders. I mean, you're winning games, 31 wins, 16 losses.
Yeah,
that's pretty insane. But yeah, we can talk about the team out West. They suck.
Yeah. Is Russell really the problem?
Man, I don't even know. Yeah. A lot of people will tell us in the comments that it's the coach's fault. It's the coach's fault.
His job's, you know, on the line.
Yeah, they're taking him game to game. They're really? Literally
what?
They're judging Frank Vogel
Clay don't like
game
that.
To game.
What?
Yeah, bro. He on that day to day joint, bro. When you about to move out and you gotta sign your day to day before you move out.
They announced the other day, said that they think he's part of the problem, and so that he is on a game to game. What are you clapping for?
He's eating Cash's food.
Oh. Good Lord.
Sorry.
But yeah, they announced the other day that he was on a game to game. Basically that they are judging his performance and his coaching to see if that is the problem, basically. So
it can be though. I mean, like, I don't know. I know one thing. That TikTok was so funny.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, though. It was.
It was real creative.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
It was creative, man.
It was, though.
We need to. We'll play it. I got to show
it. When you said that, I was like, man, yeah, no, I can't even lie. That's pretty good.
He said, Lakers can't win because they ain't got no defenders, no defense. I mean, it's like, man. And then he told Russ, he said, we got you, but I really want a Dame. That's wild.
That is wild.
What about the one he said, throw it to the nosebleeds?
Oh, yeah. He said, if Bron was open for a corner three, I bet a dollar that you throw it to the nosebleeds.
Yeah. No, that is crazy, though.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it. But that, dude, oh, man. That's so creative, though.
Nah, yeah, that was wild.
Everybody
but
was hating
is
on him,
everything
though.
He like, said factual? Is everything he said factual?
I mean, let's break it down. Like, he's shooting off the top of the backboard, so yes, that's factual.
Damn, Russ.
That obviously definitely would break momentum. I would definitely, my body language would be horrible on the floor. If somebody throw it off the backboard, I ain't even going to get back on defense, man. I'm just going to let you know. Y'all got it. You shot that shot. Hey, go get the stop. It's your responsibility.
You do got to get the stop, though.
Yeah. It's bad, man. It's
Damn,
bad.
Russ.
I mean, think about it. I don't think he would throw it to the nosebleeds if Bron was open for a corner three. I mean, he might, though. You don't really know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think Russ is – he can't be that much of an issue. But historically, where he's been, the teams have regressed. You know? I mean, think about it. Washington wasn't. They didn't play very well. The Thunder were okay. He was averaging a triple double, but he was the guy.
Wait. The Thunder with Harden and KD and Russ were just okay.
No, see, now you're putting words in my mouth. But I'm saying,
I'm just asking a question.
I'm saying when Harden developed the new patch, like. When he developed the new gameplay, you know what I'm saying? He's out here getting like 80 free throws a game, and then KD goes to the Warriors and balls out, obviously wins a couple rings. Russ is left back in OKC and just getting triple doubles. Like, you know.
Oh, okay. That's the rest you're talking
about. Yeah. I mean, that team was okay.
Clarification. Yeah.
I'm not saying that they were great by any means, but they definitely tried to make what they could with what they had.
Yeah. They were still like competitive.
Yeah. They were still a, I'm not going to say a great team. They were a solid team.
Six,
maybe?
Seven seed.
Yeah.
You can count on.
Yeah.
Might
I think so.
Float around a seven from, you know.
Yeah.
Late.
Just a little bit. And then he went to Washington and sucked it up. I mean, they're just.
No, he went to Houston before that.
That's right. He went to Houston. I forgot about that.
And just, I really forget how many places he's been.
He went to Houston.
That's crazy.
Went to Houston, then to Washington.
Yeah.
And then from Washington now to LA, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And hadn't really done anything since. I don't know. Is he the problem? Y'all let us know.
Yeah, they're going to say yeah for sure. They're going to say yeah, but.
Because, I mean, LeBron is still averaging like 30 over the last like 15 games or whatever. Y'all correct me in the comment. I'm sure you will. But, like, to be 37 or 38, playing the five most of the time now,
mm-hmm.
and getting 30 points, playing small ball, and you're still not winning a game, like, at some point, that's got to get real old.
Hell yeah.
Did you see LeBron's public apology about how they'll get better?
I don't know why he – I don't know why. Well,
what I miss?
He tweeted –
He said Lakers fans.
And he posted on Instagram.
Laker Nation, I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, hashtag Laker Nation. So I'm sorry. We'll get better. This is on me type thing. Like, is literally, like, word for word what he said.
Yeah.
Which,
like,
is kind of like, eh.
It's like, dude, you can't help if your team sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else to tell you, dog. He took it down. It's not on his feed anymore. But, yeah,
dang,
I mean.
I wondered if he would keep it up.
But, like, I don't know. I'd be so frustrated if I was LeBron.
Yeah.
I would, dude. Like, I'm getting 30 and we still losing.
No, still.
He was doing that when he was, like, 19 for the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his career has come full circle. They sucked when he was a rookie. And, obviously, he built that up and got him to the finals and whatever, and then he leaves, goes off, does his thing, and now he's, I don't want to say on his way out, but, I mean, he's 37.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to be like Tom Brady and play till he's 50. I don't see that happening.
No, I don't think Bron got that one.
He might.
Well.
50, crazy.
LeBron doesn't have a bunch of big dudes protecting him either. Brady doesn't get touched. LeBron gets fouled all the time. I mean, granted, he flops
but,
a lot.
Okay, that I was.
He
thank
flops
you.
A lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, he's more of a soccer player than he is a basketball player when it comes to getting fouled.
Thank you.
But you also got to think he's like 6'8", 250, and he's got.
They beating him up, man.
He is.
They beating him up, man.
He's getting beat up, but.
Breaking news: Luka had 41 on the Raptors tonight.
Mm.
Sheesh!
Welcome back. He did that for Dirk. 41.
41. Well, the floor is up. That's crazy.
Yeah, see, I would take that. I'd 41? Be like, yeah, I dropped 41.
Yeah,
that sounds
like,
right?
That's a solid number. Yeah. 41's decent. Yeah. And
nowhere
then,
near 50, Clay. We're not rounding up 41 to 50 now.
Yeah,
you said that a minute ago. You'd round
I'm
up
I'm saying
nine.
If I got 41,
oh,
it'd be
50. Okay. If
I got 41, it'd be 50. If I get 41 in a men's league game, yeah, I got 50. There's no tape. There's no film. Y'all can't tell me that I didn't get 50.
Yeah. You got to take, yeah.
I got 41, but I really got 50.
Yeah, I really, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Y'all can run the security footage back if you want to, but they ain't going to let you back there. So I got 50. 41
I can't argue
is 50.
With that.
But, yeah, good for Luka, man. The Mavs are playing well.
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, obviously anything. I'm a Dallas fan when it comes to basketball, football. Let's not talk about the Cowboys. It sucked.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Cowboys. That was a horrible
ending
to the game.
It couldn't have been any more perfect, too, because get this. They're sucking the entire game. They score one touchdown. All right, cool. Then Jimmy Garoppolo throws an interception. You go down and you score. Now you're in it, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little – I think you're going into the fourth quarter or, you know, a couple of minutes come off. Anyway, I don't – it's traumatizing, so I've forgotten about it. But so then the 49ers come back out. Jimmy Garoppolo throws a pass to George Kittle that hits the turf first. So incomplete, obviously nothing. But Kittle plays it like he caught it and fumbled. So the Cowboys pick it up and go score. All of a sudden, we're like tied now. Mm. Or you're about to take the lead instead of just being down by a score. It's like, okay, well, no, it's actually an incomplete pass. All right, cool. Kind of deflates you a little bit. And then they get the ball back with like 2 minutes left or whatever, go down. I mean, just dink and dunk, get down the field. And then Dak runs down the field like 30 yards, tries to spot the ball himself instead of giving it to the ref, and it goes triple zeros and you lose the game.
Dang.
It's like, bro.
What? Yeah, it was a really bad ending.
Yeah. It was
a
like
very bad ending.
Everything was happening. It's like we're gonna win this game. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're gonna win this game. After like being terrible all game, we're gonna win. No. Didn't happen.
So, damn.
Story of the Cowboys' life.
That's
story. I mean, if y'all
yep.
You either like the Cowboys or you're Stephen A. Smith. You know, yeah. There's no in between. You know what I mean? Everybody either really enjoys them or really hates them and really enjoys when they lose. You know, obviously that happens. But anyway, Dallas Dallas Mavericks are playing pretty good basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been watching them too.
What was that poll you put up on your story the other day? It was like Luka over, was it Ja and Luka?
It was close, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it probably tomorrow. Yeah, you tell me. I'm going to put this in there. Great, yeah. Great point. Well, you tell me.
I'm taking Luka.
Yeah.
Over Ja.
Jeremy, who are you taking?
Luka. I said that, too. I was like, I mean, I think we're forgetting what Luka has done, like, the last two or three seasons.
Yeah. But, and he's gotten fatter every year, too. Yeah. So it's like, it's like, bro, you're Luka's hooping like that and gaining weight?
Yeah. No, Luka.
That's crazy.
Luka's crazy. But right now, Ja Morant is on. This season will tell me a lot, though.
Yeah.
I can't just base it off like what he's just done lately. Like I need to see him in the playoffs a little bit.
Can't be recency bias.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta see it. I gotta see a little more. But yeah. I felt like a lot of people would be like or think it was, you know, super close.
Do you think the poll was as close based on recency stuff? Like recency bias from Ja? Like, oh man, he's been hooping lately.
Oh yeah, for sure. Heck yeah.
So it's like maybe, yeah, kind of, you might need to re-ask it at the end of the year.
Yeah,
see what people say, because if Dallas loses, everybody will be like, oh, Ja's better. You know, Dallas loses first round or whatever, gets in the play-in or, you know, that's
it would be nice to see him matched up. That's possible.
Yeah.
3-6?
It is very possible. Dallas is a dangerous six seed. They're a dangerous team when their back's against the wall, like, honestly.
Yeah.
I think Luka just impacts the game a lot more than Ja does.
Yeah.
And I mean, like you said, though, based on what's happened recently, it's been close. It's been the same.
Word.
You know, like, Ja impacts the game just as much as Luka does.
Yep.
Who are you taking, Lainey?
Well, just so I don't make you mad, I'll take Luka. But
you don't have to take Luka.
I will say, like, if Ja does string together a few seasons like he's had this season, I feel like that would definitely, like, make the conversation a little bit different. But, like, I agree. Like, I think he would have to do what he's done this season consistently for me to even think, okay, yeah, Jaw.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, yeah. I don't want it to just be, like, a fluke thing one season, then next season you're a flop. Like, it needs to be, like, consistent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we saw Luka grow up last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, true.
You know, I think he really had his kind of, like, statement, you know, obviously being the only player that the Clippers couldn't guard, but then we couldn't guard Kawhi, so that's
go Kawhi.
That's that, yeah, yeah. No worries about
what
that.
What was that, Jeremy? One more time.
Yeah, but yeah, Dallas is playing well, man. I'm excited for them. I definitely didn't see Memphis coming out of the West the way they are. I mean, they are.
Yeah, they on fire, though.
They're hooping for real. Anything, like, what else did we want to talk? Obviously, we talked about Clay. KD's out.
Yeah, that hurt.
How much do you think that's going to impact the Nets going forward for the next 4 to 6 weeks?
It's going to hurt, bro.
Especially because you got to think about it. Kyrie can't play at home.
He's part-time. He got a part-time gig. And he's so good at the job, you want him around a lot.
Yeah.
He got the part-time gig. It's like, bro, stay. So, yeah. Just from a team chemistry standpoint alone, that hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to you being on the court with us, and then you got to, nah, you can't make this one, Kai. You
gotta come back. Stay at home. Yeah, stay at home.
And you know what's popping out here. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to come back, and y'all get the hoop again. Mm-hmm. It's like off and on, man. So
here's the thing. If he's asymptomatic and he clears all protocols and everything, let him play. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Just because
he could you know take what I mean? A test every day.
Literally. I mean, obviously he wouldn't have a nasal cavity. You know, it'd be just
Ooh, well, NCAA athletes last year tested every other day.
Yeah,
every other day. And they had to provide, before they could come back to the sport, if they did test positive, they had to provide 3 negative tests. And that was like testing constantly until they got 3 negative tests. I can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Did we not think about this? Why didn't we think about this? We could have been playing this whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, I get the reason he can't is because it's not because of the league; it's because of the state of New York.
Yeah, it's the state mandate itself. It's the state
mandate and a requirement.
Yes, because I guarantee you.
I mean, Drake goes from Canada to the states during in all this stuff, you know. And Canada was the hardest country to get into.
Yeah,
it was.
You still can't barely get in.
Yeah.
But Drake, you can get into Canada. And you go right over the border and
you
touch
can
down,
get into
you know?
Canada yep. if you're yep. vaccinated.
And you come right back over. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie and Drake are, if I say that, people are going to get on.
Oh, you don't say that, Clay. Don't say that.
They can't be the same person.
No, they're going to be like, have you heard Certified Lover Boy? Bro, have you heard that album? Kyrie can make a left-hand layup, can't produce like that. Yeah, bro, that's a losing battle.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, let's show Kyrie the same treatment. I mean,
I feel you, though.
If in all honesty, if he test him, if he's negative, let him play.
Who's to say
that he's not getting he couldn't get it from somebody on the floor? You know what I mean? In a state or in a on a team where, you know, that doesn't have a state mandate. But I mean, people get sick. We got sick.
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you something. Let me lay this out for you. We've been through 2 seasons of football games here at the U of A. Two Razorback football seasons. 2 men's basketball seasons.
Two
women's basketball seasons.
Yeah.
We went to Disney World in October where I think they said there was like, at one park, there had been like 16,000 people there that day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably conservative.
Yeah.
But never had a run in. Like, I mean, obviously we're, you know, blessed to never have had an incident.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the only times I've ever had to test and get, you know, and feel sick is when I was at work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I got it from somebody that came into work and, you know, that's all fine and dandy, whatever. But, like, if we can do all of this stuff and kind of go about, let Kyrie do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, he's not going to Disney World. He don't want to be around that many people.
No. Because
people love Kyrie or hate him.
But again.
And he has a lot of followers. His life is way different than ours.
Yeah, for
He's
sure.
not going to put himself in a situation to be around a lot of people.
That is true.
It's like, because he wants to get away from people. And, I mean, we want to get away from people, too. So, it's like, he has a want to get away from people from, like, at a very high level.
But again, it's not up to him and it's not up to the NBA.
No, it's not.
It's up to the state legislature. It's not up to...
They gotta let me slide.
I mean, yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, honestly, if we think about it, if he's not getting paid, and I know I said don't pay him, I wouldn't pay him. From a business standpoint and an owner standpoint, I would not pay him or I wouldn't want to pay him because then I'm paying him millions of dollars for him to not do his job, but to be part-time. I'm paying him $1 million to be part-time. But from a state standpoint, everything's run by money. Think about the taxes you're missing out on in New York from taxing Kyrie. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, Declan.
Like, from a New York state business standpoint, like, he's making a lot of money. I could tax his millions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he may be getting paid, and they may still be taxing him. So that could be true, too. But we brought the NHL thing up because, hey, they're not testing these players after they, you know, if they're not showing signs of illness.
Yeah.
If Kyrie's not showing signs of illness, test him. Let him play.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, okay, so Clay, go take that in front of the government. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to send it to whoever. Mic. If y'all know somebody that I can send this to, we'll clip it and I'll send it to them and get blocked, and that's fine. I don't live in New York anyway.
Yeah. But, shout out to Rye Buckets. Handle that out there on that side, man.
Yeah, y'all put in a good word for us, Rye. What's up?
Y'all handle that out there.
Yeah, you fumbling the bag right now. Dude, no, shout out to Ryan. I hadn't seen Ryan in a minute.
Yeah, he's doing well, man.
And talk to him. That'll be fun. We need to get everybody back out here, man.
Yeah, man, we do.
That'll be good.
So this just, we can talk. I don't know if y'all wanted to talk about this or not, but Joel Embiid, I just call him Joel. Joel Embiid just came across my Bleacher Report with a update. This is a quote from Joel Embiid after tonight's game. He had a 50-point game tonight.
Yep.
He said, he is able to be Shaq, Dirk, or Kobe, or MJ whenever he wants.
I think they need to go ahead and rip that quote up.
Why'd you say that after such a big-time game? Like,
he could be Shaq, maybe. He can't dominate like Shaq did.
Nah.
He can't shoot like Dirk could.
Nah.
He can't move like Kobe.
Nah.
And he ain't won six. He ain't even been to a finals yet. You can't be MJ.
You sure can't be MJ.
Okay, this is the full quote. This is the full quote.
What?
Okay.
Damn,
dude. I guess.
Flex, man.
So this says Tyrese Maxey said this about Joel Embiid. I was messing around with him before the game and said, who are you going to be tonight? Shaq, Dirk? And he was like, I'm going to be Joel. And then Joel said, I said me because at times whenever I want, I'm able to be Shaq. And whenever I want, I'm able to be Dirk or Kobe or MJ. Blah, blah, blah. Shooting off the dribble, pull-ups or ball handling. Just a combination of everything offensively.
I got a question for you, Joel. I'm going to go back and review the tape. When the hell have you ever shot off the dribble like Kobe or MJ?
No.
Damn. What?
Well.
He had 50 and he's going crazy. He really did have 50, though.
50. Let me tell you this. Everybody says I'm a hater. That's fine. That's cool and dandy. Me too. 50 in 27 minutes is unheard of.
No, that's OD.
That's extremely efficient.
Yeah.
And I will say it's up there with the guys that we named.
Yeah.
But you don't play like them.
No.
Not at all.
You don't play like them. And that's cool. He started off well. He was like, I'm going to be Joel Embiid.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Yep, that's what.
End quote.
Yeah. You still talking about you. It's a period.
Like, yeah, it's supposed to be a next question. Like,
yeah, what's next? Like, that's it. Naming too many people.
Sorry,
didn't mean
to interrupt. Just thought that one was
funny. That's a great thing to end it on, honestly. I mean, it's like.
Trying to be tricky. Like,
what?
You can't do that.
Nah, you can't be all four of them.
Nah. You can't say I'm going to be Joel
five of them because he's talking about himself, too.
Yeah, I mean, he could be Joel for sure. I mean, it just depends on which Joel we get, too. You know, there's a lot. There's different versions of Joel that we've gotten. We've got the playoffs Joel, which hadn't been really dominant, unlike Shaq or Kobe. I wouldn't say Dirk because Dirk was not extremely dominant in the playoffs except for a couple of times.
2011.
Oh, let's talk about it, man. Dirk and Timmy D.
Man,
we got to end. We got to end on
debate.
That one. We got to end on
it's
that.
Been
one.
A long debate on
Laney.
House.
What?
You taking Tim Duncan or Dirk?
Oh. In what aspect? Just like overall?
Overall, who you taking?
I really don't know. That's a toss-up for me. I have an appreciation for Tim Duncan because I was actually able to watch him play a little bit more than I was able to watch Dirk play.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. I don't know.
No, you can't not know. You got to know.
Well, Clay picks Dirk. Jeremy, who do you say?
I'm rolling with Dirk, too.
Okay. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know.
We're going to get flamed for it, and I'm going to say it anyway. The only thing that I'm taking from Tim Duncan over Dirk is defense.
I said the same thing.
Dirk has his own signature move.
Yeah. Bro,
Tim
not
Duncan just
care
at the free line,
that.
Free throw line, like.
they not going to.
Show
gonna
me one more
care.
Time, Clay. Show me one more time.
They not going
to. Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna put the clip. Oh, I'm going to put it right next to me.
They not gonna care about like, what you talking about, Clay. I get what you're saying, but they don't.
So a lot of the comments I saw in the house, in the video on House, was saying Tim Duncan had a much better career. Yeah.
Yep.
He was coached by Greg Popovich. He played with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and LaMarcus Aldridge.
You're missing somebody. He had the claw.
Oh, and Kawhi. Yeah, what am I talking about? He played with Kawhi Leonard. You know who Dirk played with? And no disrespect whatsoever.
Yo, dudes, chill out, though, bro. You going too far, bro. I'm telling you, they hate me now.
But they can hate me, too. We can get hated together. That's fine. Who did Dirk play with? All right, let's talk about it.
And Jason Terry.
The Jet, yeah.
He had the Jet. He did have the Jet, though.
And the Jet. Every once in a while, though, but the Jet. He played with Steve Nash.
He played with Steve Nash.
Jake, an older J-Kid. A stiff back J-Kid.
But they going to say, hold on, I got one for you. They said, but Tim Duncan played with David Robinson, and he was older, too.
He was playing with a big back when bigs were cool.
But I was talking to Rye. Here's the catch to that. Because they thought they stumped me with this one. I was trying to tell people that, okay, it's not the same. Like, playing with an older Jason Kidd is not the same as playing with an older David Robinson. Me and Rye was talking. Jason Kidd, the season that they won a championship, 2011, I think Jason Kidd was averaging like 8 points and 8 assists. David Robinson was averaging like 18 points and like
sheesh.
8 boards.
That's because big guys were getting like 25 touches a night.
I know.
And Dirk played in a league where it was like,
listen,
is mid-range dead? Is it not? You still can't guard it anyway.
Man.
He Jeremy played with Tyson said, Chandler.
Jeremy said, I know.
So let's talk about it, though. He played with the Jet. Okay, cool. He played with Jason Kidd.
The Jet. Listen, though. I'm finna argue. I'm in the comments. I'm arguing from the comments point of view. You say the Jet. Manu, that's the same. They saying that X-ing them out. We got to X them out. That's what they saying, though. They saying that. That's what they saying, basically. Okay. He had the Jet. Okay, but he had Manu. He had Steve Nash and Tony Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Here's my counter argument to the comments, though. Dirk won a championship without Nash.
Uh-huh. When Nash was there, he was younger. Like, that was a young Nash. You talk about a hurt fan
when they split.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because, yeah, it was too soon.
Yes.
Too soon.
Like, when
Mark
when
Cuban,
team,
or, yo, well, come on, man. Like, yeah, what's like up?
When that team broke apart, I was like, nah.
Too soon, bro.
It was like a Shaq and Kobe thing. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was a little bit different outside, but.
Too soon.
You split Dirk and Nash up. And then Dirk goes on and wins a championship without Nash.
I know.
With like a 36-year-old Jason Kidd.
Yep.
And not only that, he beat the big three.
I said all this already.
He beat LeBron James.
No, LeBron beat LeBron. He didn't beat LeBron. LeBron beat LeBron.
But like... From the win column, he beat LeBron, D. Wade, Chris Bosh. Was Ray Allen there at the time?
No.
Mario Chalmers was.
Yep.
Mario Chalmers, UD, mm-hmm. Whatever.
But they going to say the Mavs had Tyson Chandler, and you're not considering Tyson Chandler as the dominant force that he was in 2011.
Get the hell out of here with that.
That's what they're saying, though.
If Tyson Chandler was a dominant force, define dominant.
He would what they say. He got defensive player of the year.
A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. I'm not hating on Tyson Chandler. I'm not going to say that he did not help win and bring a title to D-Town. He did, but Dirk played. Dirk played with older guys.
Oh, man. See, now I'm getting mad all over again because I said all of this. Nobody wanted to hear me out. So, okay, whatever.
And I saw some comments. If you ever.
That's so crazy to me.
I'm going to show you love. I'm like, we love y'all. But if you ever have the opportunity to come on this show and you argue the reason Tim Duncan is better than Dirk is because of fundamentals, I'm going to block you immediately. Immediately.
Oh, boy.
Kawhi is just as fundamental as Tim Duncan.
Word.
So, like, and let's be real. Kawhi probably learned from Tim Duncan. So, yeah.
That's the big claw I told y'all earlier.
He's fundamental. Dirk is fundamental too. He didn't turn the ball over a lot. He didn't take like bad shots.
I know.
But I'm be honest with you. Tim Duncan was not always the go-to guy. We need a bucket. We down three. We not giving it to the Jet. We going. We throwing it to the German.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's shooting it. He's going to shoot the ball. Dirk can't dunk. He can't move. He's stiffer than Cat. I mean, like.
Damn, I was saying some of the same.
He has. Oh. He's 7 feet tall with a rim grazer package.
I know. I know.
And he won a ring. And went to two finals. Loses to young D. Wade. Cool, fine, dandy, whatever. But then he does it on his own when he's much older.
That's what I said. I said, where's help? They kept name, bro. They was throwing out them names, Tyson Chandler, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash. They going to say all that stuff you talking about, you got to put an asterisk by. That's what I'm just letting you know. Because
I ain't going to lie. When they had the Dirk commemoration, there was a guy there. It was a European guy. I didn't even know he was on the team.
Bro, they not understanding. But that's my thing, though. Watching, like actually watching, I'm starting to kind of, I hate I'm becoming this way. I'm starting to be one of those people who kind of get mad, like, like when that Jordan debate shit come up, it's like, you wasn't really, like, you really too young. You wasn't really watching for real. So, like.
Yeah, if you're born, like, if, I can't really even talk about Jordan because I was born in 96.
You know what I'm saying?
I never got to watch him except for when he was a Wizards player, and I never knew what he had done before.
Word.
I can't really talk.
You know what I mean?
I can go, like, and watch his documentary and say, okay, based on my ability to evaluate talent, which could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah.
He's better than LeBron, or he's better than Kobe, or Kobe's better than Michael, or LeBron's better than all of them, or whatever. Word. I could say that, but I'm not going to come in here and say something where I was still in diapers.
You know what I mean? So it's like, when I'm hearing people like, nah, Dirk wasn't really... Well, you know, maybe I don't want to misquote, or, you know, I don't want to get the paraphrasing, but like, I'm watching Dirk like do it on his own though, night in, night out. You get a different appreciation. Like, you get to see the grind for real when you like really locked in on the player.
Yep.
And that's how it was for me growing up, man. So that's all.
Yeah. When you, it's really hard numbers. Here's wise man once told me this. Shout out to Velton Kennedy. If you're watching this, V, numbers never lie. But they don't tell the whole story.
Mm, yeah.
Think about that. Numbers never lie, but they don't tell the whole story. Dirk's numbers didn't lie.
Yeah.
But for that Mavs team
to win, yeah,
you had to be there to watch the story unfold.
Mm-hmm. You had to really be on it.
You had to be on. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought they were going to get swept.
Mm-hmm.
They beat. I mean, think about who they beat.
I know, bro. And Dirk was hooping, like.
They beat, who did they beat on the way? They beat the Lakers, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Swept them, I thought. No, maybe they didn't sweep them. They swept somebody, though. Let me see here. 2011.
That was a crazy run, bro. I mean, he had Arkansas on that. We was around it.
Yeah.
We was on that.
He doing the different threes up.
Nah, for real. He was pulling us together.
He was.
And so, we hate Texas.
Man.
True.
So you got, it was different, man. That's why I be trying to explain, but I just can't. I couldn't, bro. Not until now, but.
I got to look. Man, I got to look. The Chicago Bulls were the number one seed in the East.
Oh, in 2011, huh?
Yep. 62-20.
Some great times, man.
Dallas was a 3 seed behind San Antonio and L.A. So. If we look at the bracket here, Dallas wins. Yep. Dallas wins, beats Portland 4-2. They go to the conference semifinals, sweep the Lakers.
Damn.
Swept them. Shout out to Cash. Guard dog. They go into Oklahoma City, the ones that Laney talks about.
They did. KD,
James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
The young ones.
Beat them 4-1.
That's still a lot of buckets.
Then they beat Miami 4-2.
Oh, that's tough.
And weren't they down 2 games?
They were down 2-0. They won.
In the finals.
They won. No, they couldn't have won 4 straight. I think they split the first two. Mm. They split the home and aways. Because I think back then it was 2-3-2. They won it in Miami.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
So they lose the first one. They win the second one. Lose the lose the third one at home, I think, win the next two.
Yeah, that was some crazy shit, though. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, no, that was some crazy times, though. For
you're
real.
Good. We can talk. I mean, come on now. Let's yeah.
Clay's worked up.
I was a senior. I was a senior, too, in high school. Man, I remember that.
No BS. I still got the hat at the house. I ordered the championship pack. Yeah. I got the tap. I got the towel. I got the hat. I don't know what else came with it.
Nah, there was some different times, bro. Yeah, I was just moving up here.
Yeah.
Like, moving in the dorms, like, watch, like.
So.
I was locked in. Dude. Of course, I was locked in on Dirk's whole career because, like, yeah, he was always super talented. Like you said with Steve Nash. But, like, that run, Dirk was going crazy.
And it was something that you look back and you're like, nah, Dirk can't do that. He can't. He's just.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not dynamic. Not dynamic enough. You know what I mean? He shoots off 1 foot. He doesn't really rebound. He doesn't impact the game.
Right.
He impacted the game to go in and sweep the Lakers.
Crazy.
Only let OKC get one. And then beat Miami 4-2.
That's still KD. Like, that's young KD, but that's still KD, though. KD been a young bucket since he was a young bucket.
Since he was at Texas.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. That's still KD.
Like, bro, what? Anyway. Yeah, this is a great way to end the pod. I'm so glad that I remembered that. Because
I wasn't going to bring it up.
We can vent about it together. Y'all can flame us in the comments all you want. Clip it, send it to SportsCenter or somebody. Maybe we'll go viral. But
true that.
Let's put some respect on Dirk. Come on now. He may not be as fundamental. He may not shoot it off the backboard.
Or have five rings.
Or have five rings. Yes, I agree. But you got to think about it. He had the opportunity to get two. He won one with a very old team. I mean, let's look at the roster. Hold on. Okay. I said it was a good way to end it.
Yeah, Clay was about to rap and then said.
No, I'm curious.
I was about to rap, but.
I'm going
to
tell you, they said Jason Terry had a crazy playoff run.
I don't get that. I don't get that. Let's look at the roster here.
You know what you're not getting? Jason Terry had a crazy playoff run to lead him to the finals.
JJ Barea. Corey Brewer.
You've read one name and look at Jeremy.
Corey Brewer.
I forgot about J.J. Barea.
Caron Butler.
You got Caron.
Caron Butler. Brian Cardinal. You seen the broadcast boys on TV? Who?
No.
You seen? Yeah, that's whoever that is. Tyson Chandler. All right.
Yep.
Brendan Haywood. Never played. Dominique Jones, no idea. Jason Kidd, Jan Mahimi.
That's wild.
Sean Marion.
Oh, Sean Marion was locked down, though.
He was good.
Yeah, perimeter lock.
Dirk, Deshaun Stevenson, Peja Stojakovic,
damn.
And Jason Terry.
Who the Spurs have? Like, okay. Y'all got, I get y'all, bro. I'm with it.
Yeah, y'all got it.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the L on this one.
Y'all got it. Rick Carlisle was your coach. Terry Stotts. All right, so let's look at this. I give him more ammunition because a lot of these people are head coach. Rick Carlisle's a head coach. Terry Stotts is a head coach for Portland, right? Dwayne Casey.
Well, he was.
Dwayne Casey.
Yep.
He was with Toronto.
Yep.
Correct? And yeah, so your assistant coach, your three assistant coaches went on to be decent head coaches.
Tough, man. Tough.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Tough, man.
So it's like, I just can't believe they want to talk about the fact of, like, European players are very, they have really insane longevity. You got to think about it. I don't, you know, they play forever. Tony Parker played forever. Manu played forever.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk played forever. Played, what, 19, 17 years? 17, 19 years, something like that. When you play forever and you got good players, you're bound to win. Yeah. And you got a good coach now, and y'all going to say, oh, well, they ain't been to the playoffs since. They had good players.
That's what I said. They said,
Popovich.
They're talking about DeMar. I'm like, DeMar is in the same position that Dirk was.
Yeah.
He ain't got no help. He had to go get help. That's why he went to the Bulls. Oh, man. I don't know. I thought I was tripping. I feel much better now.
No, you're not. Hey, under this roof, you're not tripping.
That's what's up.
I agree. Why I love fully. This pod. Laney, did we sway you anymore?
Sure.
You taking dirt? Wow. That was really assuring.
When the feud goes on.
It'd be curious. Did you do a Tim Duncan versus Dirk poll?
No, I don't think I will either.
It'd be real. It would be real curious to see.
Just you, Jay Jones. I done told you that Tim Duncan has defense. If anybody should know this, you should. Jerk.
Okay. Bye. Block.
See you.
Yeah.
But it's like, dang, that's where it's been. That's where it's been lately. So. You know, I'm a chill. I'm a chill after this.
Yeah,
it'll be in there.
Dirk was always the little engine that could, and nobody really thought that he could get it done. He thought they thought Dirk would have to be like the second option, and he went and did it. He did it once, and he lost when he was the first option, and then he goes and wins it 6 or 7 years later.
Tough.
7 years old. 7 years older on a 7 foot tall body. That's a big man where you bump and bang all the time.
Yeah. He turned up.
And he goes in and he beats LeBron. He beat LeBron.
LeBron beat LeBron.
They're going to say that. I know.
LeBron beat LeBron.
LeBron just wasn't aggressive.
You know. LeBron beat
okay,
LeBron.
So what?
That was before he, you know.
Before he turned up, yeah.
Yeah. Before he got the mask and all that.
Yeah, mask on. Anyway. Dirk is always going to be one of my favorite players of all time.
Same.
Behind Steve Nash, Luka, obviously, Kobe. Yeah, don't do Dirk like that. Don't do Dirk like that, man. For sure. He holds a very special place.
Yeah, him and Kobe both. Yeah. For sure.
Well, it's been a great episode.
Yeah, man, I've enjoyed this. This has been great therapy.
If you guys enjoy it, please like, subscribe, comment, as you always do. Thank you for sticking with us, even though we had a little bump in the road there.
Yeah, man.
We're going to get back consistent. We wanted to pod. We just didn't want to, you know, we wanted to take the necessary steps to.
For sure. Protect yourselves, man, for real. Man,
yeah. I think I slept Saturday, Friday night into Saturday. I slept probably like, what, 20 hours, Laney?
Yeah, it was probably nuts. Close to.
Yeah.
We were both really, really sick.
Yeah, I was sleeping a lot too.
Yeah.
Glad we all back though. We shook back fast.
We did. We shook back fast, man. Yeah. So with that being said, Laney, do you want to make your announcement known, or do you want to do that on a live show?
I don't care. Up to y'all.
What do you want to do? I mean, he's a cutie. Go ahead and show him.
Okay, let me grab him.
So backstory here. Obviously, Sam, you know Cash. Well, Cash has a little brother now. Cash's mom had her last litter of puppies a couple of months ago, and this little guy. He now runs the house. He runs the world.
Yeah.
This is Coda.
What's up, Coda?
Little Coda. He looks just like Cash did when he was a puppy. And yeah, now she has two dogs.
Yeah.
And,
he's been holding it down.
He has. He's been holding it down. He's
holding it down.
He's a sweet thing, but yeah. So if you guys want to help us out, please watch the video and like it so we can get Coda some
donate
toys.
Donate because I need to pay for food for both of them.
Yeah. But yeah, with that being said, man, obviously thank you again. All jokes aside, we really enjoy doing this for you guys. And we love debating, man. We don't ever want anything to get hostile, violent, or toxic in the comment section. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And just because we think it doesn't mean we're right, just because you think it doesn't mean you're right or wrong.
Word.
So yeah, let's have fun in the comments. Let's be awesome and continue to grow this thing. I guess we can talk about our stipulation for the Cool Grays. We are giving some away.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think we decided. Everybody, please send this to somebody so they'll subscribe. We want to get to 5,000 subscribers probably by the summertime. We've got some things in the pipeline that we think will help with that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really fun for you guys to experience with us and for us to do an experience. We just got to get those things in motion. And we're going to work on getting some guests in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a couple people in mind for sure.
Yeah, so if you guys have any, obviously we're not going to be able to talk to Kawhi and PG off the bat. Come down. It'll come further down the road. But yeah, if you guys have anybody that you think we could get, or if you guys have connects to anybody that would want to come on the show, drop them in the comments, send us a DM on Instagram, or send them to me.
Yeah.
That's fine. But yeah, so 5,000 subscribers. When we hit 5,000 subscribers, we will give away a pair of cool grays. Drop your sizes in the comments, as always. We still have a sizing chart from the last two times. Looks like 10.5 is kind of like the median.
Yeah.
Or like a 9.5 to 10.5 is kind of where we're at right there.
Okay.
So with that being said, guys, thank you guys so much for watching. Subscribe. It's getting kind of late over here, so we're going to shut it down from there. Lainey, you got any final thoughts?
Nope.
Send us home.
GG's G. Lock in with us. Y'all be safe. Love y'all. We out.